I'm Jeffrey Fryman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC. This is an aria from Daughter of the Red Tsar that's sung by Winston Churchill while taking a bath. Composer Lisa Skoloprosek calls her work that's premiering tomorrow night a surreal tragicomedy, but it got its start in pure history. She received as a gift the 6-volume set of memoirs by Churchill about the Second World War.
And I began to read it and realized it was great reading and came to the episode where he goes to Moscow and in a very late meeting, he meets Stalin's daughter, Svetlana, and she was 16 at the time.
She mentioned the account to her husband.
I said, look at this. This trio it seems perfect for opera. You have the father, the daughter, and the out-of-town visitor. And he said, oh, Svetlana, she emigrated to the United States. And in fact, she wrote a book. And I got the book. And the entire tragedy opened up there.
So in writing her opera, Daughter of the Red Tsar, Skoloprosek was able to work with detailed accounts of the same incident from two of the participants. The meeting took place in the summer of 1942 after Hitler's Germany invaded the Soviet Union. The two had had a non-aggression pact.
And Winston Churchill sees his opportunity. He wants Baku and the oil fields protected. He needs the Soviet Union to keep his oil, to keep Britain alive. So he makes a courageous move and decision to go to Moscow, considering he has been Stalin's mortal enemy until then. It was brave on his part.
The role of Winston Churchill in this production will be sung by a tenor quite familiar with operatic roles based in history, John Dykers, who created the role of Mao in John Adams' Nixon in China when it premiered 25 years ago. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.